Hello and welcome to The Buzz, a Bank Automation News podcast. My name is Whitney McDonald and I'm the editor of Bank Automation News. Today is April 11th, 2024. Joining me is Rodrigo Silva. He is the head of North America at tech provider Temenos. He's here to discuss cloud migration, including how to select a vendor, how to approach moving to the cloud, and some data on what banks are thinking about the future of banking when it comes to the cloud. Welcome to The Buzz, Rodrigo.
Sounds good, Whitney. Thank you. It's great to be here. My name is Rodrigo Silva. I am the regional director for Temenos for the Americas. I joined Temenos just about a year and a half ago and recently got an extended role to lead our region for the organization. My background, I come from the industry. I was for about 21 years at Fiserv in multiple different roles, primarily around sales and commercial with leading teams around the globe. My last role there was with Deposit Solutions, which is a large organization primarily focused in the U.S. As an organization, Temenos is today the largest provider of core banking applications around the world. We service around 3,000 clients in about 150 countries. We have a market-leading technology platform that caters to different segments of the market for different industries, large, small financial institutions. North America is a very strategic region for us where we're investing in our product, in technology, in our cloud services, on resources. We have a large number of existing clients in this region and very excited about the opportunity to be here talking to you and be leading our organization in this territory.
Great. Well, thank you again for being here and for sharing a little bit about your background. I'm excited here today. We'll be talking about cloud migration. And of course, with your background and in the role that you're in today, I'm sure that it'll be a great conversation. So with that, why don't we just start here with where we stand today with cloud migration? What are you hearing from bank clients? Is there still this big push for cloud migration? What are you kind of following and hearing from your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. There's more confidence than ever, right? The public clouds has now a stronger presence in everywhere in banking. Tons of investment by the hyperscalers. Banks see cost reductions and innovation being key for the banking world nowadays. Adopting cloud is a must. We see the future of banking is in the cloud. Our latest economist impact study showed that about 51% of bankers believe banks will not own any data center in 5 years. Because they will be moving most of the applications to the public cloud. That is more so in North America than anywhere else. We saw out of the respondents that 36% of banks are prioritizing moving their domestic core banking to the cloud compared to 26 banks globally. We also saw that the 79% of North America respondents said that multi-cloud strategy could become a regulatory prerequisite in the next 5 years, compared to about 60% in Europe. So we definitely see cloud migration as a must. Our clients are contacting us, clients that are today on on-prem solutions running on their own data centers, are looking at moving to the cloud, either their own cloud providers or moving to our SaaS operation where we manage the hyperscalers on behalf of our clients.
Couple things to break down there. Of course, great stats. So thank you so much for putting some numbers to it. But maybe we can break down a little bit what those conversations look like when a client approaches Temenos and says, you know what, I do want to migrate to the cloud. What's that step one? Of course, it's expensive and it can be a big undertaking. So what do those conversations initially look like?
Well, it's all about the benefits, right, that our clients will see with the cloud. And first and foremost, what we need to understand is the banking environment as we know has changed, right? We have demanding customers that are looking for services 24/7. We have the rise of new competitors, right? You're talking about fintechs, you're talking about neobanks, you're talking about BaaS providers. You have regulatory pressures in the market. We have very tough, still very tough market conditions with interest rates being high. So all of that put pressures on the banks to become more innovative, to change the ways they're doing things. Also, you're looking at new performance metrics and performance drivers, right? Innovation, customer centricity, operational efficiencies, risk, compliance, artificial intelligence, AI is all over the place. So there's a lot of pressures in the banks to do things differently and rethink the way they're operating today. And cloud brings exactly that. With cloud, they're going to see cost efficiencies. They're going to see and be able to provide an enhanced customer experience. They're going to have scalability advantages, adaptability advantages. You have a lot of automation within the cloud world. Deployment speed. The hyperscalers have invested a lot in security, business agility. The cloud is where the banks will be able to compete and thrive in the digital world. You look at the wave of payment providers and neobanks out there, and they're built from scratch on the latest cloud technology. And the incumbent that are using still those legacy systems, the spaghetti systems, as we joke, are really not suited to the demands of this digital era. So it's quite frankly a race against obsolescence. The move to cloud will give the banks the agility they need to go to market with new products and cater to their clients' needs and really future proofs their technology stack.
Yeah, you just talked through a few benefits. Of course, the competitive side, you mentioned that fintechs are building on cloud. They're not really having to do that lift. So from the talking through the benefits and the need to stay competitive is definitely key here. So maybe we can talk about what those considerations are. There's obviously the pros that we just talked through, but it's not just as easy as, okay, we're going to move to the cloud now. So how do you really consider cost? How do you consider what it's going to entail, a time commitment? What does that sound like when you're discussing that with your clients?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Right. It's a complete shift to a new set of different practices. You're talking about automated testing, design, a more of a customer centricity model, the need for accelerated production environments, shorter delivery cycles, higher quality. So the financial institutions, the banks, they need to be prepared for it. Make sure that they have the right resources in place to take on the world of cloud. They also need to make sure that they're working with vendors, with partners. They have a broad and deep set of cloud native banking capabilities. Same requires that we just talked about for the banks to have internally with their own resources. You should expect that from your vendors and from your partners, right? So having a proven cloud delivery, proven scalability, proven migration credentials, experience doing so. So when I look internally at Temenos, right, we have experience of working with 700 SaaS clients today. They have already migrated or started in our SaaS environment. So massive scalability, right? We are an organization that has been doing this for many years now. We have both on-premise clients and SaaS clients, and a lot of our on-prem clients have actually implemented our applications on their own cloud providers, right? That being AWS or Azure or what have you, because we are an application today that is cloud agnostic. So again, deep experience, understanding of the regulatory environment, understanding of the security environment, making sure that you're compliant, and having many years, in our case, 30 years working with bank IP is critical for our clients to be successful. And they should be considered all of that when they're making their move to the cloud.
A lot of the conversations that we have is about that vetting process and making sure that the vendors that you do select have those same, whether it's security or even just values and kind of what you're trying to accomplish all line up. So yeah, that definitely resonates. I know that you also just mentioned Temenos is cloud agnostic. So maybe we can talk a little bit more about where Temenos fits in. So if you have a client that is moving toward the cloud, what does that look like for Temenos? How do you guys help along that journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been on that journey for many years and evolving our cloud offering for many years. We were one of the pioneers to move core banking and our clients to the cloud. And what is interesting and important about Temenos is that we're not only talking about a retail application or a corporate application. We are one single platform that works in all around the world for different types of clients, those being small financial institutions, large financial institutions, credit unions, neobanks, challenger banks. And we not only we work with multiple types of institutions, but we also work with different segments of the market. So one single platform that caters to retail, small business, corporate, private, wealth. We have an end-to-end channel solution that does both the digital piece, online banking, but also originations, onboarding. We have solutions for fraud monitoring, AML, so payments hub. So we, and all those solutions are cloud native and cloud agnostic, meaning that we can help our clients in that journey into the cloud, not only with their core, but also with those also supporting solutions that revolve around the core. And the composability of our applications is very important, because when a client is testing the waters with the cloud, they may not be willing to move the entire platform at once. So with the way our architecture works, you can move bits and pieces as you feel comfortable with. So maybe you have a strategy, you're going to start with deposits only as MVP1, and in the future start moving then your lending and your credit products into the cloud. So you can decide what makes most sense. So you can test, you can feel comfortable, you can see everything that is working, and then you can start moving according to your needs and your risk appetite. So at the end of the day, you have a partner in Temenos that allows you to move not only your core banking at your speed and your desire, but also move all the other platforms that support the core and surround the core into a core environment.
Which makes it less daunting, right? You don't have to do it all at once. You can kind of do it piece by piece and see how it works and then determine, okay, what's the next piece that we should move over? You don't have to do it all in one fell swoop.
That is absolutely correct. So you can take your time and depending on your business strategy and your risk appetite and how comfortable you are with the move, you can decide which pieces to move first. And again, those are the type of conversations that we love to have with clients. I'm very fortunate that in my role, I have a chance to sit with many banking executives and talk to them and with them about, you know, what are their appetite to move to cloud. And we showed some stats earlier on. Everyone is talking about it. And the question is, how quickly can we move and what should we move first? And who are we going to be working with? And we're glad to see that there's a lot of trust in what we have been able to show the market. And we're seeing a lot of interest in this move.
So we've been seeing or following along this cloud migration journey for quite some time. We talked through some benefits. We've seen the lift and shift. But what do you think is next within this cloud banking model? How is this cloud migration evolution changing? What are you watching for? What's next in your perspective?
Yeah, so what we're seeing is the market is changing, and so is the way the banks consume technology, right? They're moving to SaaS. And with a SaaS offering, you are basically allocating all those, call it the responsibilities around managing the infrastructure, managing the security, the monitoring, the day-to-day operations, the close of business, the updates, the upgrades, putting that in the hands of a vendor, right? An organization like Temenos on a cloud environment. So we're seeing them move more and more. That is very It's a model that has been in place, especially in North America, for many years, but we're seeing that more and more around the world as well. That took a little longer to adapt and to adopt call it the SaaS model, or just putting all that responsibility in the hands of a vendor. Now, what we're seeing as the next wave is really is cloud analytics, right? The amount of what the banks can do with all the data that can be available in the cloud, because cloud allows you to allows the scalability to really move a tremendous amount of data in with the speed and scalability that you need to be able to manage that. And with cloud analytics, banks will be able to have real time insight into customer behaviors, market trends. And that is super important as they are launching their new products and their next best offer, and how they're managing other aspects of their business, such as risk profiling, fraud management, so on and so forth. So, so with a highly scalable SaaS model, together with a robust localization and local operations, right, the banks can feel comfortable on moving into the cloud environment, and again, with a vendor that has been doing that for a while.
You've been listening to The Buzz, a bank automation news podcast. Please follow us on LinkedIn, and as a reminder, you can rate this podcast on your platform of choice. Thank you for your time, and be sure to visit us at bankautomationnews.com for more automation news.